Thank you for tuning in and listening to Mount Carroll Church of God Radio Ministries, where we strive to connect you with relevant biblical teachings for the world we live in today. Now for today's broadcast with our guest speaker.
Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for today. We thank you for the opportunity we have and the great privilege that we have to come to you in prayer today. Lord, we know so many of our friends and families and coworkers and neighbors that don't know who you are, that are stumbling around with no knowledge and no understanding of you. But Lord, we know that you can do a new work in them. And we know that heaven rejoices every time someone turns their life to you. Lord, we lift them up by name in this moment. Father, you know who these people are. You know who I'm praying for. You know who each and every person here is praying for. Lord, thank you for hearing our prayers. Thank you for the work that you're doing. In Jesus' name, amen.
Us do. the splendor of the King, clothed in majesty. Let all the earth rejoice, all the earth rejoice. He wraps himself in light, and darkness tries to hide, and trembles at his voice, trembles at his voice. How great is our God? Sing with me, how great is our God? And all will see how great is our God. Age to age he stands, and time is in his hands, beginning and the end, beginning and the end. The Godhead three in one, Father, Spirit, Son, the Lion and the Lamb, the Lion and the Lamb. How great is our God? Sing with me, how great is our God? And all will see how great is our God. Name above all names, worthy of all praise. My heart will sing, how great is our God. Name above all names, worthy of all praise. My heart will sing, how great is our God. How great is our God? Sing with me, how great is our God? Oh, we'll see how great. Sings my soul, my Savior God, to thee. How great thou art, how great thou art. Then sings my soul, my Savior God, to thee.
Myself down low, and with these hands
they're stretched out to the sky. I will bring praise to the Lord God above all. Sing to the one who fills my soul. Gonna bring all that I am to the one who makes me whole. And there you are, enthroned on high. Here I am, I lay myself down. They stretch out to the sky. I will bring praise to the Lord God above all.
Come on, sing it out.
And holy, holy, holy Lord God Almighty. Stretch out to the sky, I will bring praise to the Lord God above all. And holy, holy, holy Lord God Almighty. Song shall rise to thee. Holy, 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 merciful and mighty, God in three persons, blessed Trinity.
Father, we join the angels in singing, holy, holy, holy is the Lord God Almighty. You are worthy of our praise, Father. And we just thank you so much for your goodness, your grace, your mercy, your amazing love. Thank you, Father. Amen and amen.
Amen. Well, good morning, church. Man, this morning we have a great privilege and an honor. I want to welcome Pastor Victor here, who's going to be bringing us the word this morning. If you want to come on up, brother. Pastor Victor is the director of our Southeast United States Churches of God. He is also the founder of Fathers on the Move, and I believe he's got a word for us this morning. So let's give it up for Pastor. Thanks, brother. Yeah, we got it. So.
Right. Praise the Lord. Mount Carroll, Church of God, are you in the house this morning? Oh, y'all might need some coffee. All right. Praise the Lord. Truly, I am excited. I'm humbled. I'm honored to be with my tribe, my family. And for y'all that don't know me, yes, I am a part of the Churches of God General Conference. Praise the Lord. I sit on the Ad Council out of Findlay, Ohio. I also sit on the Mobilization Commission, okay, which we are about mobilizing all across our seven regions across the Churches of God. I came in through the Eastern Region Conference in the beginning, 15 years ago. I became the church planting specialist for the Churches of God in the East Region Conference, and I just kept right on moving as God led me. Praise the Lord. I am a senior pastor. I'm a church planter. Praise the Lord. We have three campuses. I just love doing what God has called me to do. And I love God's people. Praise the Lord. And yes, I love my tribe, the Churches of God General Conference. Praise the Lord. I was at a point in my life, praise the Lord, that I said, Lord, who can love me back the same way I dish out? Yeah, that's funny, ain't it? And I was in a place in my life that I literally cried out. I was at my alma mater, which is Liberty University. I'm a graduate of Liberty University. And we was at a church planting conference some 15 years ago. And praise the Lord, I cried out to the Lord because I was in transition. You know, some people experience church hurt, leadership hurt. And I was in that place and I just cried out. And I'm down at Liberty campus and I'm just like, Lord, okay, Lord, who and what and where are you leading me to now? Praise the Lord. And lo and behold, at the end of that conference, there was a pamphlet, and it was it had on there 2020 initiative, church planting initiative, and it was through the Eastern Region Conference of the Churches of God. I called the number. I was just led to. The very next day, Chuck Frank called me, and we began to talk, and he said, when I heard your message, he said, I had to call you back, okay? And the next thing I know, I was up on a mountain, y'all. Praise the Lord, in Newville, Pennsylvania, at the church camp for the Eastern Region Conference, which is a beautiful place. And actually, I just left there. Okay, and as you can see, designed for impact. Praise the Lord. And I couldn't have imagined some 15 years later, I would be standing in Mount Carroll, Illinois. Praise the Lord, somebody. All right, I'm telling you, we're going to get a little excited this morning, okay? We're going to get happy for the Lord today, amen? Praise the Lord. God is not dead. He is yet what? Alive. Praise the Lord. So if God is alive, can you just shout a great big Jesus right now? One, two, three. Jesus! All right, don't that feel good? That's why I tell people, you got to know how to let stuff out. Stop walking around with all that stuff in you. You need to go out in the backyard and just scream, praise the Lord, and the dogs start hollering, you know. But we got to know how to let it out. You made it to church Sunday morning, praise the Lord. You got up, praise God, and I can't come through those doors thanking him enough. Lord, I made it in the house of the Lord today, praise the Lord. So give yourself a hand clap this morning. All right. Well, yes, I'm here on assignment. praise the Lord. I am on assignment. Amen. And as me and Pastor Tim have been friends for a while, and, you know, and things just kept moving by the grace of God, and it just kept moving to the point, he's like, hey, you know what, we got to make this happen. Holy Spirit was in it. And so now we're here. And on Friday night, we started a training for Fathers on the Move, which is a national movement. Praise the Lord. We just got through celebrating, and we're still celebrating in the Churches of God General Conference, as last month was Fathers on the Move Second Chance Month throughout the Churches of God. Y'all might not have knew that, but yes, Second Chance Month is April, and that's a national initiative, okay? All right, and that training was designed around the prisons, okay? Prisons. At the end of this month, I will celebrate 30 years of doing prison ministry. Now, the backdrop to that, that's where my ministry started. Ain't that something? Yeah. Oh, boy. Praise the Lord. God is real, isn't he? Yes, 30 years ago, I got radically converted, walking it out inside those prison walls and fences. God got hold of me real good. I had a praying grandmama. Do y'all hear me? Thank God for praying grandmamas. Oh, let's give grandmamas a hand right now. Woo, yes. And she did not give up on her baby. She was determined to not give up on me when everybody else did. She wouldn't give up on her grandbaby. I'm the only child. And yes, she did spoil me, my granddaddy. My mama was there, but wasn't nothing like grandma, okay? And she poured in me. She modeled out Christ in front of me. Yes, I was running and doing all those things and found myself going down a dark road. And she still didn't give up on her grandbaby. Praise the Lord. I can remember her visiting me. Praise the Lord. And God and got hold of me. And radically, I'm just operating in my purpose and calling in there. And I remember at a visit one day, I said, you're going to be the mother of my church. She laughed. I can't see that. Y'all didn't hear what I just said, did you? She couldn't see that. Not knowing her prayers would track me down and begin to move in my life to the point that, yes, I became a pastor. And I never forget standing at the altar. My pastor was anointing me with oil, and I had my big head sticking over like this. I looked down the end of the altar, and I waved at her. She said, Lord, help me. Praise to God. And yes, she became the mother of our church. God rest her soul. Praise God. Let me pray. Father, I just ask you, move me out the way you step in. Holy Spirit, you're welcome in this place. Oh God, let the gifts of God stir up your people. Glory, let the fire of God fall fresh upon Mount Carroll. Church of God, shake up this area. Shake up these three cities, this district. And God, we just thank you that you placed Mount Carroll right here in the middle to be a place of impact for this community. And God, we declare your glory and power right here. In Jesus' name we pray. Can somebody say amen? Amen? Now, I might preach my own self happy, so just hold on. Now, I want you to see this illustration designed for impact. Speak to somebody beside you and let them know you're designed for impact. Go ahead and tell them. You're designed for impact, elder. That's right. That's right. Who could imagine little old me, praise the Lord, 30 years ago, God got hold of me and I was designed for impact, that I would stand here all these years later in Mount Carroll, Illinois, on the Mississippi, praise the Lord, and be standing here as the first African-American director in the Churches of God General Conference. Can somebody... All right. I'm about to run. Where the guy at that was talking about the 5K? I'm about to run around. Praise the Lord. Amen. And thank you, brother, because, yes, I have ran my first 5K. Praise the Lord. I'm down 75 pounds, by the way. Hallelujah. Yes, praise the Lord. Amen. And I'm on a mission. I am on a mission. And I know I have to take care of my body. Praise the Lord. And I said, well, I'm going to start just by walking around. And we got a church right there in my neighborhood. And I use the church parking lot as my track. Okay? And what convicted me was this sweet little old white lady about 90 years old in my community. And she would be walking around with her little weights in her hand. And she'd just be getting it. I mean, and I said, hold on. If she can do that, what's my problem? And you know what I called her? My Shiro. Did y'all hear me this morning? I said, you my Shiro. Because guess what happened after that? I ended up with some weights in my hand, and now guess what? And we laugh at each other. And then she tells me, I'm so proud of you, baby. And I said, thank you, ma'am. I love you so much. And I thank God for her. Praise the Lord. And here I am, these few years later, almost my goal is to reach 100 pounds. Praise the Lord. Why? Because I know I'm designed for impact. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. So you got to understand, when you're designed for impact, how many bow hunters we got in here? I know we got some bow hunters in here. Okay, all right. Do you not know the impact and the force of that arrow is like 1,000 pounds of force when it's released? Do you know the magnitude and the damage that an arrow can do when it hits what? Its target. And we need to understand that God has called you for maximum impact. As a believer of the living God, He has designed you to impact where you work, live, and play at. Praise the Lord. And yes, you might hit the bottom part of that arrow, but just know that, guess what? I'm moving forward to hit whatever God has in front of me. Praise the Lord. Amen. And I knew that I would somehow go back to the very prison that I was in. 2 months after being released, I preached my initial sermon. The third month after being released 30 years ago, I called the chaplain back and he said, son, if you'll go out and do what you were doing in here, I want you to come back. I called him 3 months later. I said, guess what, chap? I got my collar. I got my license. And guess what? I'm running for Jesus. He said, I'm about to pull some strings and I got to bring you back in here. 3 months after being released from the same prison, I went back in there and preached in front of 500 men, and about 200 came to Christ. Y'all don't hear me talking. Now, let me make it plain. DOC policy states you have to be out 1 year before you can go back and do anything. 3 months after being released. And now, I've been serving that one camp 30 years. Matter of fact, I just spoke at the warden's retirement banquet. After 37 years, he just retired, and I was the first ever former resident. Okay? That spoke at a retiring warden's banquet. Because he seen me go from who I was. He was a sergeant then, and he seen me get out and just go up the ranks in ministry, and he became a superintendent, warden, all that stuff, and we like high-fiving, like pushing, like, man, you go, brother. Why? Because now I've learned I'm designed for impact. And what does that mean? You got to understand, y'all have already said it earlier, you got to understand the designer himself. the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. When they begin to design you, he don't make no mistakes. Praise the Lord. I could have never imagined the work we've been doing in the prison system now, which is spread throughout the United States. Now we're at almost 50 locations throughout. Oh my God, y'all don't hear me. I'm about to run around, y'all. Praise the Lord that in February, it ended me up on Capitol Hill for a whole week speaking to Congress. Y'all don't hear me talking. The same one that's designed for impact. Then I left there and went and spoke to the deputy director of the BOP, the Bureau of Prisons, because why? He wanted to know, how is it that 9 years running, y'all have a 2% recidivism rate? So what does that mean? Anybody know? They don't come back. Bottom line, when they come through Fathers on the Move, the men are not coming back to jail or prison. How are y'all doing that? And that's why I recently, you know, I've been in connection with some folks at FCI Thompson. Woohoo! Yes, sir. We're coming. Praise the Lord. Philippians says it like this. Philippians 3 and 13. Brethren, I count not myself to have apprehended, but this one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind and reaching forth unto those things which what? Are before. That's why I couldn't allow my past to dictate my future. I couldn't allow who I used to be, amen, interfere with what God I am now becoming. Because a lot of time we'll let our past and our past hurts and pains and issues beat us down and try to hinder us from the very future and plans that God has laid out for you. So guess what I had to do? I had to put them in the place that they need to be at and use them as my motivational tools. Y'all don't hear me talking. Because look where God has brought me from. So now I have a press. God is saying, Mount Kerr, he's moving you forward. He got you on a 5K right now. Glory to God. Stretching you out. Because why? Sometimes we get comfortable, don't we? Sometimes you got to have pastors and trainers and coaches and mentors that's going to push you and encourage you that guess what? You can do this. You can go beyond where you are. You can go do and be. Praise the Lord. And I begin to believe the very things because why? I set my mind. So my first point I want to make this morning is your mind made up? Is your mind made up that God has designed you for impact? I don't care what age you are, where you at right now in life. The man, the gentleman that poured in my life to train me on discipleship, one of the key things that inspired me so much was that his mother, who was 93 at the time, was in the hospital because she fell and broke her hip. And she was upset because she wanted to get out of there so that she could get home and start back mentoring the young lady that she was mentoring. And she told the doctors, look, this hip need to go ahead and heal up because I need to get back to my mentee. At 93, she's discipling a young lady. Verse 14 says, I press towards the mark for the prize of the high calling in Christ Jesus. Now, let me demonstrate this. 30 years ago, I started out right down here. My field was actually the camp. So the very camp that God had me in was my training ground, okay? And God will give you your place where, guess what? He's trying to do the three D's. I want you to write this down. And those three D's are discover. God wants to discover you. Who are you today? Do you know who you are? And one of the biggest problems I find with men, as I disciple and mentor men, a lot of times we still don't know who we are. Men need to know who you are today. Then guess what happens? Men need to be developed. Okay? That's why you got all these auxiliaries and these places where you can go do and be at so that you can be developed. Pastor Tim, I know he's trying to push people. I know because he's pushing me. Praise the Lord. Your elders, your leaders, your women leaders. God is saying, look, you're trying to be developed so God can mold you and shape you. And then guess what he do? After getting some understanding of who you are and what you are, then he deploys you. Any military men in here? Any veterans in here? Thank you for your service. Praise the Lord. Then God deploys. So what happened is God started me down here 30 years ago. And because I kept pressing towards the mark, amen, I began to move up. Praise the Lord. Amen. I became a pastor. Glory to God. I became a church planner. I began to believe what God was doing in my life. Amen. I began to get my confidence. Glory to God. And I'm speaking to somebody's confidence this morning. And you might be feeling a little insecure about who you are right now and where you are in life. I'm speaking to that this morning in Jesus' name, that you be encouraged today. That guess what? God has not forgotten you. You are right where God wants you to be at. You are that vessel that God is designing. You are that vessel that God has on that wheel of clay, and he's molding and shaping you. Ask me how I know. Oh, I see it in my own life. And then guess what happened? He brings you up a little higher. And now, guess what? You can start seeing things from a whole nother distance, a whole nother place. Because why? I can't stand stagnation. I don't like being in one place, amen, for too long. Amen. But that's why sometimes we as believers can get very comfortable where we at. Praise the Lord. And then what happens is God then brings you up here, just like I was standing yesterday at the Philistide, Mississippi Park, Palestine, that's it. And I'm up there on the mountain looking over the Mississippi River, and I said, wow, what a view. I said, God, look at your creativity, how you do things. Look at how you maneuver and put things together that only you could do. Praise the Lord. And just think how the Mississippi River connects to other cities and places, and it flows. It moves. Oh, y'all don't hit me. Praise the Lord. And God is saying to the church, Mount Carroll, you're like a river that God is saying he's placed here. Because why? God has movement. He's trying to flow things. He's trying to move things because you've been designed for impact. What is it, 175 years? I said, wow. I said, man, we 200 years old. Praise the Lord. So this was right after John Weinbrenner got started. Praise the Lord. So now you can't tell me that this ministry has not been placed here by God, because you all were designed for impact. Somebody say amen this morning. Amen. And then you can see the high calling of God. You see it from a whole nother place. I could never imagine I'd be standing on Capitol Hill. Oh, y'all didn't hear me. With my suit on and my briefcase, and glory to God, hallelujah. I said, Lord, look at little old me, glory to God. Don't you tell me what God can't do. Don't you tell me you ain't been designed for impact, that you can take a little old me from 30 years ago and then put me on Capitol Hill. My God, I'm about to get my happy dance on. And guess what? They were listening. And one of the places that I love being is that bipartisan place right in the middle that bring people together. And one common denominator that everybody could agree on is the mentor that they had in their life to help get them in their career to where they were. And they were like talking. They was like, yeah, I had a mentor. If this person wasn't in my life, I wouldn't know where I'd be at. Thank God for mentors. And I left Capitol Hill, and I went up on Capitol Hill, and I stood up there on the steps, and I looked out, and I said, wow, you are an amazing God. And you know what happened? As I left there, God said, you know the charge is on you because they're pushing you. They're pushing fathers on the move. And so now I left there knowing I represent 2 million incarcerated people in these here United States of America. Which, by the way, has the largest incarceration rate in the world. We are number one. And I'm on a mission, we're on a mission to do something about that. Let me keep moving, because let me get to where I need to get to. Praise the Lord. Turn with me to Acts 16. Acts 16. Verse number 20. Okay? Now I want y'all to stay with me. I'm about to make my next point. Acts 16 and 20. And when they brought them to the magistrate, saying, these men being Jews do what? Exceedingly trouble our city. How are we troubling our cities? If God placed Mount Carroll Church of God in Mount Carroll, then guess what? By design, y'all are here to trouble this city. Oh, I'm about to get happy again. That's right. Because y'all were designed to be here. God planted y'all here all these years ago. Why? Because he knew he needed light in darkness. You are the light. Let your light so shine that the world may see it. Let your light shine that Savannah, Freeport, and Mount Carroll, the district, will know and understand that Mount Carroll is on a mission to have impact in this county, in this district. Praise the Lord. And guess what? You're not alone. As I spent time with Pastor Johnny yesterday and his family, praise the Lord, and Mount Laurel Community Church, the churches of God, we're on the move. And God is uniting us together. And that's another reason why I stand here today, is that my old friend Bill Shoemaker once said that we need to be about cross-pollination. What does that mean? That means the Midwest should be working with the West region, the Southeast region, the Great Lakes region, the California Eldership. We should know how to work together, because why? We are a tribe. We're a team. And if I can receive help from y'all, why wouldn't I ask? So now we're here. And now these men begin to trouble the city and teach customs which were not lawful for us to receive, neither to observe. And I just want to just move right on past to where I need to be at, so I can get to the meat of what's being said here. Well, basically, they got a little beaten a little bit and thrown into the hole, okay, which is called solitary confinement on the inside. And as they got put in that place and position, they was like, I'm not going to let where I am define my belief and who I am as a believer. I cannot let my circumstances stop me from not giving God the praise. I can't allow, because I'm going through this, I'm going through that, I got troubles on each side, to stop me from praising my God. And when they threw them in the hole, they began to praise God to the point that the Bible says at midnight, verse 25, Paul and Silas prayed and sang praises unto God, and the prisoners heard them. Oh, I'm about to get happy. And what happens, that there begins to be an eruption. Because why? They were designed to be put where they were put at. Because why? God wanted to impact that prison. Hell, y'all gonna hear me. Glory to God. And as they begin to impact the prison, because they were singing praises, they was praising God, they were getting that happy dance on. I'm happy, happy, happy. Anybody know what I'm talking about? And they should have been crying. They should have been like, why am I here? They should have been in a place of, like, I've been humiliated. Well, why am I been put in this place? Because God put you there. And sometimes we don't understand why God put us in places and positions that we don't understand. But in the midst of where you are, God will show up and show out. Can somebody say amen? Oh, my God, I feel my help coming on. praise the Lord. Amen. And so things begin to happen. There begins a shift to take place. And then the Bible says, and suddenly, my God, we serve a suddenly God. God can shift things around in a matter of seconds. God can turn your situation around from being dark and put it into light. God can take your troubles and your pain and make it joy and happiness, because we serve a God that can do anything but fail. Or can I get a witness in here today? Has God been in your life and touched you in situations and you didn't know how you got out of it? Did God raise you off your sick bed and you didn't understand why you was hurting and in pain, and God said, I came in like a flood, and suddenly, my God, woo, a suddenly God we serve, and suddenly there was a great earthquake, so that the foundations of the prison were shaken, and immediately all the doors were open and everyone's bands were loose. Now here's my revelation to this. This was the first prison break that didn't happen. Praise the Lord. Why? Because the Holy Spirit was there. And I'm going to use this text as an example of the power of the Holy Ghost. Just recently, we had a one-day revival at one of the camps. 2,100 residents, right? And the Holy Spirit was at work to the point the Lord didn't allow all 2,100 on the yard. And you know, that's a risk. That's a hazard to have 2,100 on the yard at one time. But the Holy Ghost was there. And let me tell you something. Revival broke out on the yard. Men began to get happy. Worship went up. People began to cry out. And the next thing, we had an altar call. And guess what happened? 900 came to Christ. Somebody say amen. Watch this. Do the math. There's only 2,100 on the camp. 900 came to Christ. So what does that mean? Almost the whole prison came to Christ. Oh, y'all ain't with me on this. I'm going to go on this side. 900 men cried out to Jesus and said, yes, Lord. The warriors couldn't even understand what just took place on this yard. Holy Spirit is at work. You know, Asbury College, you know what happened to Asbury? The college, the revival broke out at the college and all that. That's happening in the prison system right now. Y'all don't hear me talking. We work with the U.S. Attorney's Office. My office was in the police department for years, just up to recently, because they tore it down and built a brand new one. Hold on, y'all didn't hear what I just said. Our chief of police said, you're the only guy I know that went from the back seat to the front seat. And then took a picture, and after that, I took a picture because I just got a key that allowed me to go in police headquarters in City Hall. Designed for impact. You need to know that you have been designed. Now let me talk about, that's why God has the design himself. The God, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. But then God placed designers in your life. And that's the people that God placed in your life, which is so essential to your makeup. It's those mentors. It's that person that took time out with you to walk with you. It's that person that held you accountable, that you stayed on course. It was that coach that pushed you in football like I used to have. It's that person, that leader, Pastor Tim, the elders, the deacons, everybody that play a role in this ministry to help this ministry move to where God is trying to move it to. And it takes us to be a team player. It takes us to know how to work together as one. Somebody say one. Jesus' last prayer was that we all become. So why do you don't think for one minute the enemy is on a mission to divide? Because his last words was that he prayed himself that we all become. That's why I can't stand that slew-footed rascal, as the old people would say. And I'm on a mission to black his eye every chance I get. Y'all don't hear me. Because I found out in my Bible the devil don't have any power. Oh, y'all didn't hear me. I'm going to come over this side now. The devil has been defeated. He's been stripped down. Everything he has been taken from him. The song said, oh death, where is your sting? He took, God Almighty, he took that from him. And then he ain't got nothing. That's why the Bible said he come as a roaring lion. What is that? He's a dog with no bark. Praise the Lord. All he can do is tempt you and send illusions and scheme and do all his little evil tactics. That's all he can do. And it's up to us whether we fall into it or not. That's why the Bible said, with every way of temptation, I've weighed a way of what? Escape. And sometimes if you got to do a 5K stretch, y'all don't hit me. It's okay to run when you know that, guess what? I ain't as strong as I think it is, so guess what? I better hit some. That's why this morning's men's group was right where I knew God wanted me to be at. Because men, we are designed to hit home runs, like Darryl Strawberry was talking about. And that's the point we need to make. God has designed us. But in the midst of all that, still deal with your issues. Because a lot of times, the very things that play out in our lives, it sometimes will try to stop the design of who you're becoming to come to pass, of who God is trying to make you to be. And I had to realize that. So one of the things I had to face myself was to deal with my issues. We can no longer run from ourselves. We can no longer run from those very things that we know that we hide out in. We know those things that we deal with that we don't talk to nobody about. And that's so important that you don't allow those things to play itself out. It's so important that you face them and tell them where they got to go, because you're no longer welcome in my life. Get out. And guess what? You got permission today. Go ahead and tell it to get out. Go ahead. That's what I'm talking about. Speak to that mountain, what? Be thou removed. You're going to have to speak to it. Because God is giving you authority and power to speak to those mountains. And I've had some mountains. Just coming back from the Eastern Region Conference, and I spoke up there, and I cried in my spiritual father's arm, because they don't know the pain. They don't know the trials and tribulation that I faced driving from North Carolina to Pennsylvania just to get up on that mountain, when none other than the pastors in North Carolina would travel up to that mountain. Because why? They didn't have a press in them. That's why you got to know how to press towards the mark for the prize and the high calling in Christ Jesus. And guess what? I was on a mission. I was determined. Praise the Lord. I wasn't going to let nothing or no one stop me, because I knew I was designed for purpose. And I cried in front of the whole conference. Because men, we need to be transparent. That's one of the reasons why our men are getting free. That's why I done did 15 marriages already, y'all. I'm marrying them and sending them out. Praise the Lord. That's right. We got to be transparent. We got to be honest with ourselves. When you know you got issues, you got to face that thing, because it can turn into the Hulk. Anybody know who the Hulk is? He can turn from the Dr. Banner, little bitty guy, into a big old green hokey monster. Deal with your Hulk that's in your life. Now let me finish up. I'm going to land the ship now. And the keeper of the prison, awakening out of his sleep and seeing the prison doors open, drew out his sword that he would have killed himself, supposing that the prisoners had been fled. But Paul cried with a loud voice, saying, do thyself no harm, for we are all here. We are all here. And you need to know that today. God has brought everybody here today. Those that are here to hear this message, that you have been designed for impact. In the same way the jailer began to believe, because he saw the power of God manifest itself inside that prison, praise the Lord, that to the point he went on, and then he says, then he called for a light and sprang in and came trembling and fell down before God and Silas, for Paul and Silas, and brought them out and said, sirs, what must I do to be saved? Isn't that a good thing today? People are crying out right now in this community People that don't know Jesus, that don't know that they can have a personal relationship with the Most High God. Praise the Lord. And then here you come, little old you, shining like a 100-watt light bulb. And you could be the one that spread the good news of Jesus Christ. You could be the one that helped turn somebody around that's in a dark place right now, that don't know where to go, don't know where to turn. You could be that one because you've been designed for impact. And let me make it plain. Impact. Impact. It draws to a place where you begin to have influence, a forceful contact, a strong influence of one thing or another, or that thing that has significant and major effect. Has God affected you? And if he has, you should become that infectious. You should contaminate others with the love of Christ everywhere you go, even in your families. I have family members right now coming to Christ. We just recently licensed and ordained another glove. We got another preacher in our family now. He's leading our Myrtle Beach, South Carolina location, spreading all across the country. And here we are now. I want to just say kudos to our four graduates on yesterday that's starting out Fathers on the Move here. Thank you, elders. Thank you, Pastor Tim, Pastor Johnny, for embracing this movement. Thank you, Lord, because why? We all been designed for impact. Praise the Lord. Tell somebody beside you, you've been designed for impact. Say it like you mean it. Young lady, you've been designed for impact. And as I close, one of the things that we do, we certify folks to be certified mentors because why? We're on a mission to reach the youth. And as now we are seeing mentees become mentors, that we have a 100% graduation rate right now, that our kids are graduating. They're going on to either college, military, job corps, or trade school, or just saying, I'm just going to get me a job. Our youth need us. I see all the young people in here right now. One of the things that we do, we give each kid their own fishing rod and tackle box. We teach them how to fish. We enter them in fishing rodeos. We take them to Finley. Matter of fact, we're preparing to go to the Well, where they get to have a whole week experience to stay on Finley University for free. Somebody say free. Free. So why aren't we sending our youth to get that experience? We're taking a whole bus full, a van full to Finley. So in my closing today, you've been designed for impact. Go ahead and hit the bullseye. And that's wherever God has designed you for, to go, do, and be. Let us pray. Father, we just open our arms right now. Oh God, we need you. Thank you, Lord, to know that we've been designed for impact. Thank you, God, that you're using little old me to change first and foremost me and then be a light to others. So, God, we thank you for Mount Carroll Church of God and what you're doing here. Thank you for every team member. Thank you for every youth that's in the building today. Use our young people mightily. Raise them up to be awesome and great leaders. God, we thank you. Thank you for our seniors in here. Thank you for guiding and leading us. Thank you for your love and your hospitality. Thank you for what you poured into those that have come before you. Thank you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you that Mount Carroll is a church of impact, that this church is going to reach far beyond what we could have possibly imagined or think of what we can do. And so, Father, we thank you that your will be done. Let your power and glory be displayed in this place. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. God bless you. And if ain't nobody told you today, guess what? I love y'all. Amen.
Can we just give a round of applause and a big thank you to Pastor Victor one more time? Thank you this morning, brother. With that being said, just a reminder, we have people up here ready to pray for you this morning. If there's something you've been dealing with, something that God's been pulling on your heartstrings, or there's just some heaviness in life, we're called to go to the Lord in prayer, and we have people waiting to pray with you this morning.
Thank you for joining us today for Mount Carroll Church of God Radio Ministries with Pastor Tim Yoder. We meet locally every Sunday morning at 9 a.m. for Sunday school and 10 a.m. for service. If this program has been a blessing to you, we would love to hear from you. We can be reached at mcchurchofgod.org or find us on Facebook at Mount Carroll Church of God, where you may also find a copy of today's broadcast. We look forward to hearing from you. Until next time, God bless. Have a great week.